All right. Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful episode of Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast coming out of Casper, Wyoming, of all places. Very least populated at this time. Yeah. So I'm rolling solo. Josh, and he's getting himself a fresh tattoo with those two bowls. Tattoo fellers there in Mills, Wyoming.
Jeremy, grandma, I got the chloroform. I got it. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. How long does it take chloroform to work?
I don't know. He's pretty strong for how small he is.
Well, yeah, he's really small. You know what, Jeremy? Don't worry about it. I got him.
I haven't been doing anything the whole time. I was just making noises.
All right. I think he's out.
Well, all what right. Should we do with him? Just throw him in the closet?
No. Get him. You throw him over your shoulder. We're going to the car.
All right. Oh, I threw him too high. Oh, fuck. I got him.
Jeremy, stop hacky sacking him. All right. Now, we got him. We got him in the back seat. Well, Jeremy, we got to drive him to Yellowstone. It's the only way.
All right. Who's driving?
I'm driving.
I want to drive.
You're the music
rock,
guy.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Fine.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No, that was pretty good.
How many times have we got the same exact thing? Like
about
eight times?
Nine times, yeah.
I'm driving.
All right.
Jeremy, how far away is Yellowstone from here? It's Wyoming, so it's not that far, right?
About 5 to 6 hours.
Oh, fuck.
Yep, this is your plan.
I've already committed. In my mind.
Hey, did you know that Old Faithful goes off about 17 times a day?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard you could set your watch to it.
I don't know if that would be too reliable of a watch.
What the hell?
Oh, God!
He's out!
Jeremy, get the chloroform! I don't know why I'm struggling. I'm just driving and watching you do it. But that was scary. I thought chloroform lasted. Wait, so if that was about 10 minutes, we're going to have to chloroform him. Potentially. How many times? 20 times?
About 20 times.
Oh, God. Does chloroform cause permanent brain damage?
Hey, Mike. Did you know that the Indian paintbrush was the state flower of Wyoming?
A paintbrush?
It's called the Indian paintbrush.
That's what the flower's called.
Yeah, they probably used them as paintbrushes.
Do you think that they actually used it as paintbrushes?
I don't know.
Well, shit. Do you think they have, like, a Wawa on the way?
Come on, Mike. This bottle of chloroform is almost completely gone.
Jeremy, we're here, so we don't need it to last any longer. Get him, and we'll put him next to Old Faithful. Here. Right,
come on, buddy.
All right, he should be waking up in 3, 2, 1.
What the hell?
Hey,
where am I?
Hey, buddy. So you're in Yellowstone, and we are stealing your podcast.
Why am I naked?
Well, that was Jeremy's idea. He thought it would be cool to do, like, a movie thing. He wanted to cover your body in honey. I said, well, I'll meet you in the middle. We'll just take his clothes off.
That's what you get for letting them think they could vote.
What?
Did Wyoming, Mike. It was Wyoming who did it.
Oh, Wyoming. They famously gave women the first ability to vote.
They sure did, Mike.
Oh, and you're upset about that.
I couldn't be more livid.
Jeremy, you really do hate women.
I love them. They're God's creatures, precious gifts.
You just don't want them to make any decisions.
Absolutely not.
Sorry about my friend here. But anyway, you'll just give us... Listen, we have a 5-hour drive back to your podcast studio. And then we're going to do your podcast. But then I promise we're going to drive right back, give you your clothes. You find your way home after that. So it's like none of it ever happened.
Perfect. Like time traveling.
Yeah. Do you want us to leave you the rest of this chloroform?
I think we gave him too much, Mike.
Make the time go by faster. We got like 2 more huffs in here if you just want to use them, if you get bored.
I'd love some.
Oh. Yeah, Jeremy, I think there's some permanent damage.
Well, I did some too on the way up here.
Love to hook up in his eyes, but I hate the way he looks. could call me a fever. Maybe I was born under pressure. Maybe I was just raised different, like a diamond in a rough kind of stuff. Maybe I was self-made, built for tough. Had to race for that paper, evictions and shut up notices. I had to conquer my young psychosis. Now we just toast to shit like this. 10 bands in a week, I was driven strong-minded, not simple. A hustle made up in them sheets. America wanna turn the page, single to double digits. Out in them streets, I was 10, touching scales, turning asses into bales, loving bullets in my clip while you was watching Cartoon Network. I was more focused on my network. I let my ride or die. Love to look up in his eyes, but I hate the way he lies. He keeps them locked in his safe, 38 up on his waist, and a smile on his face.
Cha cha chimichanga. Michael and Jeremy steal your podcast.
Welcome to Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing Peachy Keno.
All right. Peachy Keno. Isn't that a gambling game?
That's right.
Keno?
Famously. I've lost hundreds of dollars playing Peachy Keno.
Oh, okay. No, I was talking about, isn't Keno a real game?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. Can we look that up real quick?
Keno. On the
Mike,
screen.
I'm going to look that up.
All right, you look it up.
You tell the people about the podcast.
We're stealing the three-wheel bicycle podcast. This podcast is all over the place. It is so all over the place. So we're going to be all over the place, even more than normal today. I don't know if anyone saw our Facebook post. I put out a post on Facebook to allow our listeners to submit some topics that we may go over today, including posting our phone number on Facebook with our times for the recording in case anybody would like to, you know, get in on calling the show and being on the episode.
So, Mike, Peachy Keno, or as the rest of the world knows it, Keno, is a lottery-type gambling game you play in a casino.
Oh.
So you choose your numbers that are going to get pulled.
Yeah.
And you bet according to the numbers that you pick.
So you assign your own bingo card.
I remember playing this in a video game. I want to say it was a James Bond game. And
The Witcher 3?
Yeah, it was in The Witcher 3. I was playing on my N64, The Witcher 3. And so you go in and you pick your numbers on the card and you bet whatever. And then you sit and then there's like TV screens or whatever and they show what numbers get picked.
Yeah.
And then you win based off of that. What video game was that in? Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. Anyways, please continue, Mike.
We did receive some topics from our listeners to cover on today's episode.
They responded to us?
They did. Let me pull it up now. I guess we'll kick this off a topic from Jack Starry, who is actually one of the hosts from the Tales from the Crawl Space podcast.
Oh.
Saw our message, and he says farts.
To discuss farts?
Discuss farts.
Okay.
That was his recommendation for the episode.
Nothing specific about him.
The word farts.
Just the word itself?
The word farts.
The act of...
I was like, what do you want us to discuss? His answer was farts.
Okay.
Jeremy, you hate it when people fart around you.
It depends.
Wait, right? So they have to be wearing Depends when they do it?
Yeah. No. I love
farts.
I love tooting around my old lady. I think it makes me laugh. If we're in bed together and I just go fur. It makes me giggle every time. Or if I do, like if I walk into a room, I fart and I know she's going to walk in there afterwards. Yeah. I love it. Makes me laugh every time. I'm just sitting there waiting for her to walk in. But if you're like with the guys in an enclosed space, it's not funny. Like me and my wife, it's fun. If I were to walk by through the kitchen and she just went blah, I'd be like, ah, you're gross. And I'd continue.
So it's not a dumber standard. If she does it to you, you see the humor in it as well.
Sure.
But you're talking about two
she
gentlemen.
She better not.
You're talking about two gentlemen in an enclosed space. And once that one person rips ass, you're like, get away. Yeah. Do that in the bathroom, you dirty bitch.
Disgusting. We've got to work in here. Go step out in the other room.
I'll bring it up. I farted one time in the studio. Jeremy was very upset. He was very upset.
I had the window open. The fan, it was all blowing it all through me to get to the window. Just understand your surroundings, I guess.
Yeah.
When you do it. But so on the roof, when guys would, you know, everyone would laugh because you're on a roof and it just, the wind's blowing and it just blows it right away.
The general atmosphere just kind of takes it away.
But in the work truck on the way to work, don't do it.
Unacceptable.
Right.
Yeah, you're in a very, some would say the most enclosed
space.
Five
or six dudes in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, chill out.
Yeah. At my job, we had a few dudes that would just let it rip all the time in, like, the office.
Sure.
Right? Regardless of anything. Mm-hmm. Just, I was one of those people.
Yeah, well, the problem.
I was included in that.
The problem is that they do it, and then when you're new there, and everyone's doing it, and you're like, I guess this is normal. And it just becomes part of your normal behavior. And then when you go in a setting where it's not, you're like, hey, check this out, everyone. And they all look at you like, is this an animal? Is this, what's wrong with you? But you can't, it works one way, it doesn't work the other, right?
Yeah.
If you don't just shit yourself around a bunch of people and then you go into an office where people do shit all over each other, you're good. You don't shit on anybody anyways. Take that bad behavior into any other situation. You're like, ugh, get this nasty dude away from me.
Right.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my computer here, and there's a topic that's just randomly popped up. It says, gynosexual. What it means and how to tell if it describes you.
That's on our face.
It's just on the internet. It's like, you know, like news. You know, the news things that pop up. It's like gynosexual.
What kind of stuff are you looking up on that computer?
No, it's just like on the main thing. It's like, oh, Trump is going to probably be president again, and gynosexuals. What is a gynosexual? Okay, so this article starts off as this. Sexuality is a complex aspect of human identity.
Things that are made up are usually pretty complex.
Sexuality? It's a complex aspect of human identity?
How come I've never heard of it?
I just don't understand why it's complex. It's been a heated topic of mainstream discourse for decades, especially since there's no one way to express it. Oh my God, my brain hurts. What does it mean? Why is it so difficult to express sexuality?
Well, what kind of sexuality? What is kind of sexuality?
Well, it's... okay. Well, it continues to say that influenced by a variety of factors, including biology, psychology, personal experiences, affirmations, and culture, sexuality is manifested in a multitude of ways. Okay, so basically you've just told me your sexuality is dictated by lots of things, which I agree with. I agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, your sexuality could be very much manipulated by, you know, the stuff that you see and experience as a child. Anyway, it says let's see here. What is it though? What is gynosexual? This is a new breaking sexuality being added to the list of.
Is it when you fall in love with your gynecologist?
Close, Jeremy. Gyno definitely is the root word, I think.
For vagina?
Yes, absolutely. So let's see here. Meaning woman, so it's derived from gyneka.
Naked.
That's
guys.
The Greek word. The Greek word gyneka, meaning woman. The prefix gyno, it implies that a gynosexual implies that a gynosexual is attracted to anyone who identifies as female, is feminine looking, or exhibits feminine characteristics. We're getting a phone call. Oh. I want to answer it on the board.
We can ask them about gynecology.
From Cynthia.
Oh, it's Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
Oh, caller.
Hello.
Caller on the line.
I was so nervous to always leave a voicemail, but I was so excited to tell you guys how much I loved you in person, kind of. Yeah.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We love you, too.
Hey, Cynthia, do you know what
is there a reason that you guys are taking live callers, or why are we doing this?
The podcast we're stealing is very random. We're being very random. That's the best way to put it.
Incredibly, yes.
Cynthia, we were just on the topic of gynosexuality. Do you know what that is?
We've discovered through the internet that gynosexuals are a thing, and we don't know. We just found out that it's involving people who are attracted to anything that looks like a lady.
Wow. Anything. So like mannequins and shit like that.
I hope so.
Oh my God. It has to. It has to include
wow.
Those.
Damn, that lamp over there is looking like pretty feminine.
A whole new world is open.
That skinny guy's got some nice tits.
Right. What's going on, Streetlight?
He doesn't have a head, but he's really hot.
Yeah, there you go.
Cynthia, do you have any topics that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about with us?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know.
Jeremy, ask her your question.
My question? Oh, yeah. hey, Cynthia, real quick, how do you feel about the Israeli-Palestine conflict?
Please don't ask me about any of that shit. My husband's way too wound up about anything like that. No comment.
Were you for or against Brexit?
Four.
Amen. Hold on. Wait, I got a new sound effect.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I updated the board for Jeremy today. He's very excited.
That
all right, and
awesome,
then just Johnny. Another general question. You may have never heard us ask this before to anybody, but if you had to choose for your own reasons, who's better, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone?
Sorry, Schwarzenegger.
Boom!
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
I've been so excited to answer that, so that just made my day.
Thank you. We're now 12 to 9. 12
cut me
to
down
9.
Right on my knees there, Cynthia.
That's right. Jeremy hates you.
I love you, Jeremy.
I love you, too. I love you, too, Cynthia. Aww, it's okay.
So nice.
Schwarzenegger's great, too. He's good. Well, all right. Any last words there, Mike, for Cynthia?
No, I love you for picking Schwarzenegger. You're my favorite.
I love you guys so much. You make my day. Every time you upload a new podcast, I'm listening to it quietly to myself so that nobody at my office knows how strange I am for thinking your humor is funny.
Well, we do it for you specifically and no one else.
Specifically for you.
Thank
this
you
podcast
so
was started for you. So
if we lose everything, I'll continue to do it just so that way you have something to listen to every week.
You will have me. You guys have a good afternoon.
All right, you too. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Well, that worked out well. I hope we get more calls.
Really feeling ourselves after that.
Right, my ego is boosted. So, what's another topic? We've covered farts. We've covered gynecology.
We discovered that gynosexuality is made up. It's fabricated.
Anyone who's attracted to females. Anyone who's attracted to male is a cocksexual.
If you're into boys who look like ladies, you're into boys.
Pedophile.
Well, I don't know about that one.
You use the word boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. What's our next topic submitted by our fans on Facebook? We got Grant Lanham. The stars of Beverly Hills 90210 from the 90s. What are they up to? What are they up to, these spooky guys?
Do you remember the cast of
No, I've never seen the show.
You never watched it?
Beverly, wait.
Come on, dude. Shannon Doherty, Luke Perry, Brian Austin Green.
Where are they now? Yep, we got Jason Priestley or Brandon Walsh. Which one was the character's name? Luke Perry, Dylan McKay.
Luke Perry's the actor.
Well, he was in Oz from 2001 to 2002, Luke Perry.
Jason Priestley was in Tombstone.
Oh.
That's back in the day, though.
Oh.
Well, what are they up to now? Is that
the
question?
Yeah, like, what are they doing now? Yeah,
probably sucking each other off.
Well, Jeremy thinks they're all sucking each other off.
I'd rather know what Shannon Doherty's up to.
Okay, yeah, you look that up. Oh, that's why Luke Perry's dead.
Yeah.
Luke Perry died at 52
yes,
in 2019. So that's where Luke Perry today is in the ground. I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's not funny.
So where are they today? He's six
dead.
Feet under. That's Luke Perry. Okay. Oh my God. Tori Spelling. Hopefully she's not dead. Well, here's a, you know, speaks on marriage in emotional interview. So she's, Tori Spelling in 2014 was talking to some other ladies on the Today Show about marriage and how hard it is. Yep. If it was easy, everyone would do it, Jeremy.
Yep.
Oh, 2023, August, Tori Spelling spotted with bruises as she leaves hospital. Did she fall down the stairs? Oh, there's a picture. Oh, the bruises are on her face. That's not great. Oh, that's probably why a few years before that she was talking about marriage and being emotional about it. Oh, no. All right, well, to answer your question about Tori Spelling, she's probably in a very abusive relationship with her husband, allegedly.
Oh.
God, this isn't doing...
You had Shannon Doherty's up to you?
What is she? Is it happy? Well, that's her naked in a bathtub, and that's probably not recent.
No. No, it's not. Probably not.
Are you doing research on these actors or actresses just typing their name nude onto the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that tracks. Yep.
What were you doing?
I was looking up, like, information about them.
She has stage 4 breast cancer right now.
Well, those are unfortunate boobies for that to happen to.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, yeah, she's very attractive. She's got some really nice boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a gyno-sexual. Yeah, I guess I'm like a them gyno-sexual. Boobs. I like how feminine she looks with her boobs. God. Yep, that's more boobs. Mm-hmm. Her nipples are square.
Yeah, well, they're super long.
They're like very cylindrical. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope Tori Spelling feels better from the hospital. All right, let's move on to the next one. This is getting sad. Another Day, Another Vagina podcast wants us to cover edging.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. What are your thoughts on edging?
Well, I don't think it needs to be done all the time. If you just use a weed whacker,
yeah,
you can get around it most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, you don't... That's like one of those things that you don't need somebody else to do it. You could definitely do it yourself.
Yeah, you don't need to hire somebody to edge your shit.
No, you don't need to. You could do it yourself.
Yeah. You just got to watch the speed.
Yeah, you got to watch the speed. You don't want to blow up too much dirt and have, you know, you don't want anything hitting you yourself in the legs.
Right.
Yeah.
It sucks. It gets all over your ankles and yeah, all your leg hair.
You got to take a shower.
Yeah. It gets all in the shower.
What? It gets all in the shower.
Yeah, all the leftover when you're out edging.
Is it? Okay, so seriously, is that a practice that you have?
I've edged.
You have?
I've had blowjobs that lasted over an hour.
Is that edging?
Yeah, yeah, because like you're about to come. They're edging you.
Ah,
so
I
you're
see.
About to go, and you're like, oh, I'm about to go. And then they stop.
Pull my balls down.
And then they stop.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, no, wait, keep going.
Right.
And then they'll start slow.
Oh, and then your dick resets.
Yeah, they'll start over and go slow.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. There was one time. Well, not one time, many times in my marriage that I had what I called the infinidick, where it doesn't matter how long we have sex or what happens. I just like I'm super rock hard and I never come.
Sure.
So like I call it the infinidick. So we could literally have sex until she tells me not to anymore. Like until she's like so raw and damaged.
But then what do you do?
Huh? Oh, and then it's just over.
But then what do you do after that?
So and then I wake up in the next morning.
But you never finished.
Right. So it's the ultimate edging, Jeremy. It is literally the ultimate edging. Ah, yeah. Yeah. So I just did it better than everybody else.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Sorry, Jeremy's playing with the... I added some new sound effects to the board for this podcast episode of Three Wheel Bicycle that we're stealing. Because they're very board heavy. They have a very similar setup to us, and they utilize their board. And I've added plenty of options for Jeremy to play with throughout the entirety of the episode. Yes, I'm so funny. people love me. Ah, beautiful. Can you do that to a lady? Can you edge a lady too, as well?
Not without pissing them off. You can't.
Nope. So is edging predominantly a male?
I think it's a male
activity.
Sport.
It's a male sport.
It's a male sport. Pretty sure right? It's a male sport.
The female athletes get paid way less to do it. Yeah.
Well, it's not as entertaining.
No, they don't have the funding because they don't have the viewership.
Right. You want the money? Get some sponsorships. You want the sponsorships? You gotta get the viewers. competing with OnlyFans over here.
What's the name of that chick?
What chick?
The chick you were looking up.
Shannon Doherty?
Yeah, Shannon Doherty. Just be more like her, everybody.
Have breast cancer.
No! Be naked on the internet.
What else about edging, Mike?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like... it's not like something I do to myself.
I mean,
I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to do that, right?
Usually how it works, though.
What do you mean?
You do it yourself, usually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that normally how it happens, the majority of the time?
Yeah,
that
people edge themselves. Oh. It'll happen in like,
Is that how Robin Williams died?
No. That was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, okay. So that's not edging.
No.
Oh, then I've never edged before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are two separate things, Mike. Those are two separate things.
Okay. So it's predominantly a self-inflicted edging.
Yeah, you'll be watching something, and you're like, this is good, but then right. You're like, no, I don't want to come to this,
right.
So I'll move on to something else.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So you're constantly building up sexual tension, and then you stop, slow down, move on to something else.
Is there a science behind, like, whether or not that makes the orgasm better in the end? Do you think so?
I just know that it does from personal experience.
From personal experience? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know if that's like a hereditary thing or not.
What, like the movie?
It's like, I'm so close. Finger up my own butt.
To finish?
Is that what people do?
So you can finally come?
What? Yeah, that's what I should have been doing when I had the Infinidick. That's all I need. It's like a button.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't just go finish yourself off afterwards.
What? Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
Because usually it would be late at night and I'm just tired. Because, like, I would be sweaty as fuck because I'm doing all the work, right? You know.
Well, then she better finish me off before she falls asleep.
Yeah, but she couldn't do that either. She tried. She gave it a shot. She gave it a shot. Because she also, you know, she was a very involved lover. So she would attempt it when I had Infinidick, but the Infinidick was too strong, Jeremy. Too strong.
How does your ex-wife feel about you talking about that?
Well, she's fine. She's never listened. She doesn't listen anyway.
She's a very generous lover. The things we did to each other's butts.
Nothing to our own butt. I did shove my finger in her butt a couple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not the
It's right there. We can't not.
I'm already down there.
I gotta mess with her prostate.
Gynosexual.
I mean, it was weird because I always had to work around her penis, you know? Mm-hmm.
The balls kept getting in the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the pussy. The balls keep getting in the way.
But man, those boobs.
Man made.
By Jesus himself.
Jesus Riviera. MD.
we kind of got like man boobs going on. I wonder if gyno-sexuals find us attractive.
Well, probably me. I got the hips, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the butt that can destroy worlds. This has been described by others, and I've never described myself as that.
It's just your ex-wife.
No, and her sister.
But just tell him he's got a butt that'll destroy worlds, or else he will stop talking about it.
No, I've never brought it up myself. That is how my butt has been described by others.
Paige, look at this thing.
I've never said that.
What do you think? Destroyer of worlds?
Well, it's because sometimes like I'd be walking over and I'd turn and then it would bump into something and then that thing would move way more than it should after my butt touched it. And then she's like, God, your ass is like a destroyer of worlds. My ass! That coffee shop! Oh, no! Hey, everybody. Future Michael here. Just want to tell you about our band of the week, Intuitive Minds United, with their song Ride or Die. Ooh, great stuff. Check them out. Links will be in the description. And we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. And also recently announced Fables from the Forgotten, a podcast airing April 4th. So this is a good time for me to make the actual verbal announcement. I was actually hired on as the media director for Dungeon Studios. It started off as a voice acting thing, and then as we had been recording this season over the last 13 months, they made me media director of the project, which means that I actually am engineering the episodes also. So we are finally ready to debut. So make sure that you guys subscribe to Fables from the Forgotten on Spotify or wherever. And good shit. It's an audio drama. If you don't know what that is, figure it out. All right, bye. All right, what else, listeners, did you submit to Majizipod? All right, Ed Green. Remember Ed?
Yep.
EA Green. Mm-hmm. He's working
it's
on...
It's in the sport.
It's
in the game.
It's in the game. he wants to know a little bit about abductions involving probing. Are we for or against them? I don't know. Mr. Green, you working on garmoils? When are we going to see garmoils?
Should we be probing during our abductions? What?
Well, are we for or against aliens when they abduct individuals and probing them? And then he did submit a GIF of a twerking alien.
Would that be us probing the alien?
See, it's very confusing. He's got this very sexually aroused alien who's twerking against, looks like a barn door, right? And he's abductions involving anal probing. Are we for or against him? Well, it depends, I guess, if we are the ones doing the probing. I would be for it.
Like right? If the alien wanted us to probe ourselves?
No, I would be for probing the alien.
Oh.
So we've abducted an alien.
Right.
And we are doing research on its anatomy and things like that, just like they do to us. And so we have to probe. We have to get inside that thing. We got to send in a little submersible man like in that movie with Martin Short.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Nope, that was Inner Space.
Oh.
So in Inner Space, Martin Short goes inside of one of those acting brothers. The
Sklar brothers.
Nope, it was, he's got a famous brother, Quaid.
Frank Stallone, Dennis Quaid, and Randy Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. Right? No, Dennis Quaid goes inside of Martin Short's tiny body. Right, so Dennis Quaid gets probed inside, right?
What's Randy Quaid doing?
Randy Quaid is not there at all.
Oh.
He's not in the movie. You've never seen Innerspace?
He's fixing go-karts?
Have you seen Innerspace?
Yeah, they get shrunk down and go inside the body.
Well, yeah, Dennis Quaid gets shrunk down and goes inside of Martin Short's body in a little thing.
Osmosis Jones.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the sequel.
Right.
Yeah.
With Bill Murray.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Bill Murray. Martin Short is the first human host.
Drop Dead Fred.
Oh God, I love that movie. It looks like a big bruise. Drop Dead Fred. So sad. Such a sad movie, but very funny.
I would have locked him away, too. Motherfucker.
That's ginger fuck.
Leave me alone.
All right, how about the other way around? Are we for aliens probing humans? I mean, the cons outweigh the pros, really. We don't gain any information having our butts probed.
Maybe they should target certain communities.
The gynosexuals.
Right,
so so sexuality is a very complex, intense subject that is built on an ungodly amount of variables. So the ones that like having stuff in their butts, which probably takes up half, if not 75% of the sexualities, right? So 75% of sexualities, I believe, like having stuff in their butts. And that includes, like, some heterosexuals.
Okay.
Yeah. So they would enjoy the probing, right? And so we send those people there.
Why don't they just have sign-up sheets?
That's right. That's all we got to do. Volunteers. Mm-hmm. It would be countless. The line would be out the door. Especially if they get college credits, right?
Look. If you want to give him college credits for that, that's fine. But then we need to start getting rid of all this debt forgiveness bullshit.
Ah. Well, I would love to get that one day.
If you're on a scholarship that's paid by tax dollars, then you can't get college credits for the probing.
Ah. Okay. I think that's solid.
Yeah.
All right. Does that answer your question, Mr. Green? Get to work on garmoils, you motherfucker. This. I want to see the fucking manuscript, damn it. And then, I don't know, we have one left for listener-submitted topics. But, I don't know, do you want to call somebody? We haven't gotten a call since Cynthia. Who should we call?
Call a movie theater, Mike.
ooh, we should call the Alamo Draft House.
Is that the... That's the big fancy...
Well, there's a few of them in Austin, Texas.
The movie theater in Austin.
Yeah, okay. So in Austin, Texas, there's like these nice movie theaters that have like food and stuff.
You can drink and eat, yeah.
I'm gonna call one of them right now.
I'm gonna do a dab, allegedly.
I'm gonna call.
Hi, thank you for holding. This is, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm here with another gentleman named Jeremy. We have a podcast called Michael and Jeremy's Steal Your Podcast. Do you have 2 minutes?
I can't be on any podcast with my work. It's against our company policy.
Oh, you can't? Ooh. You can't answer one question?
I like that they put it in the policy. That's actually
that is nice.
Cool. Yeah.
I can't represent Alamo without prior knowledge. But it depends on the question. What's the question?
Who's better, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, for your own reasons?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, because A, he can actually act, and B, you can, like, he can move his mouth, and you can understand what he says.
Well,
thank you.
Well, I've got news for you.
I appreciate it. You are mine now.
You belong to me.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you. We won't keep you if you're busy. We'll let you go.
All right. Well, I mean, I've got time for one more question if you need another one.
Oh, well.
What's the movie are you looking forward to seeing the most coming out in 2024?
Ooh, that's really hard. I think right now that's just come out. I haven't got to see it yet, but Love Lies Bleeding by A24. It's the new Kristen Stewart film. It looks absolutely fantastic, and I've heard nothing but good reviews from it.
All right. We'll shout it out then.
All right.
My brother is a huge fan of your... We're in Florida, so my brother loves your movie theater very much when he used to live in Texas. So I wanted to call you and talk to some cool people there. So you've done that. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Take care.
Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. Check it out.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know if we're legally allowed to play that anywhere.
Wait, I should just do... Oh, God, Jeremy, we're 14-9.
What's that?
Schwarzenegger versus Stallone.
Oh, these people's count too?
Yeah, everyone we asked, Jeremy.
Those aren't guests, Mike.
Jeremy, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to get you more Stallones, dude.
So I get that we'll take, if a fan calls in and we ask them, I say we add it to the board. We can't call a random movie theater and add their...
If she said Stallone... You would have been like, boom, 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 Stallone.
I played the Schwarzenegger noise for her.
You did.
But if you would have came to me and told me, no, I don't think that would count, then I would oblige.
Jeremy, I don't care enough.
Fine, fuck, it's 14-9, Mike.
Okay.
Well, I'm never going to win.
No, it's 13.
13-9.
13.
I'm never going to win. All the brainless people choose Arnold Schwarzenegger, even though he's great.
You got your nine. You got your nine from Stevie V.
A man of culture.
And we were at 11, and I got my 12 from Cynthia, my beautiful, beautiful Cynthia. And then I just got 13 from that random movie theater worker at the Alamo Draft House.
Put some respect on her name. Or do we have to bleep that out too?
Yes. Oh. I'm making more work for myself. I don't want to get fired from the Alamo Draft House. So we got your movie theater in. You know we were going to ask that question. That was the reason that we called them.
Dang it.
You want to go to our last topic submitted on Facebook?
Let's do the last topic.
It's feminism. Through us.
Wait, that's the last. I thought there was another.
They threw a curveball at us, Jeremy. So actually, very recently, it was National Ladies Day. What? Right? Yeah. Very recently, it was National Women's Day.
What are you supposed to do on that day?
You celebrate women. And then I was thinking, Jeremy, when I realized that there's a National Women's Day, I was like, does that mean that the 364 other days, it's National Men's Day?
Makes sense to
me. Because we don't have a day. Like, there's no Men's Day. National Dudes Day.
And if there was, we wouldn't do anything on it anyways.
We would just go back to building bridges and infrastructure.
Saving lives. Exploring and saving lives.
So... I have always wondered, because I try my best to meet anyone halfway on anything, right? Because people...
Blowjobs.
Yeah. You know what? Just hold your head steady and I'll just thrust inside your mouth and then you don't have to do as much work. No. when it comes to anybody having a very strong opinion on something, right? I always try to meet somebody halfway because I think opinions matter. I think I care about the things that people care about. I'm not the type of person to ever go to somebody who feels a certain way and say that you're wrong. I'm just not that type of person. So when someone says, oh, ladies, it's hard, and these are the reasons, and I'm like, they're like, we make less than men at the same job. And I'm like, I've never worked at a job ever in my life where, like, you go, because I've always been very forward with about, like, how much I make with other employees that do the same job, because I think you should really be honest about that. And, of course, corporations are like, don't talk about your wages. I mean, legally you should, but, you know, we don't like it when people are comparing their how much money that they're making, because then we don't want to make people upset that we're paying somebody else more. But it's never tended to be because of a lady or not. So I've never worked, like, my current job. I've been there almost 8 years. You know, the biggest problem is we all the people going out. There's exceptions to this. I have a friend who works in the, you know, manual labor side, but she's like very lesbian, right?
Okay.
But she's out there doing manual labor with the guys. Yeah, she's got, but she, I mean, she's hired at the same rate, like, as everybody else in that position.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, where's that gap thing?
Yeah, there's laws against the doing the
different. But people are still complaining about it, though.
Uh-huh.
Right, but then, it, like, you come to find out that they're just not taking those jobs that make more money, right?
Well.
Okay, say, for example, we have a.
Well, there are two different complaints, what you're talking about. There's getting paid different for the same job.
Yeah.
And then, well, if you want to get paid more, there are jobs that pay more.
Yeah.
That some people choose not to do.
Right. But women are, you know, I would guess, you know, feminists who are, like, fighting for equality in, like, these scenarios.
Yeah.
They are stating that women are being paid less for jobs that men are doing.
And they do say that, yeah.
They say that a lot. And I haven't seen it. So this also goes on that. The person who works answering the phone calls, as long as I have worked at that job, the only person who has applied for that position of answering the phones and being at the, you know, in the air conditioned space, the only people who have ever applied for that job have been ladies.
Right.
One guy. Sorry. In 8 years, there was one gentleman who applied, but he was a fucking moron and, you know, garbage. So
he was in there because he didn't want to be outside.
Right. Uh-huh. So predominantly, I would say 95% of the gentlemen who have come in to do the labor job, which is the highest paying job in the office, right? Those guys are making good money going out there. And then the service manager position, which I was a service manager at one point. I'll say my same female friend who was working as the, you know, doing the manual labor stuff. She did a great job and she got promoted to service manager. And again, she's still making, you know, the same amount as a service manager would. But the biggest difference is she's not like a classic heterosexual lady, which all these women are spouting off about inequality in the workplaces. So then I was like, okay, so lesbians are willing to do, right, the hard labor jobs, and they're unaffected by this.
I've met some country ladies.
Yeah.
That on a roof.
Yeah.
My buddy has a...
Did they make less money than the roofer next to her?
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
No. It's, you show up and you do a good job, then you get to stick around, and then everyone gets paid the same. It's paid off. If you've been here for a year, here's your couple bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. At least where I was. It's like, oh, okay, it's your third year, here's $2 more. It's your fourth year, here's another $2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then everyone gets capped out at the same.
Yeah. I would classify myself as a feminist. I would.
Why?
Because I care about their feelings and thoughts.
What's the definition of feminist?
I don't really know, Jeremy. Feminists.
Don't use being either.
But feminism, in my opinion, which opinions make the world, Jeremy. It doesn't matter if things are fact. It all matters about how you feel. What? Right? Yeah, that's the world we live in now. So I feel that... Stop, don't do the Schwarzenegger thing.
I'm sorry, Schwarzenegger. What, we were talking about feminism. What were your thoughts? I'm sorry. It's a little loud over there. What are you? We were talking about feminism and how great it is. The feelings and versus facts. What are you thinking?
Damn it.
If we get one more word from Mr. Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry, Mike. You were fighting for women? What were you saying?
I'll always fight for ladies.
No, what's the definition of... I honestly don't know the actual... I couldn't recite it to you. I don't have it. Yeah, the definition, the defi?
Yeah. Having qualities or an appearance traditionally associated with women or girls. Wait, that's what? Not...
That's feminine.
It's feminine.
What do you do?
Wait, what am I looking up?
Feminism.
Feminism.
You said you're a feminist. You said you consider yourself a feminist.
I do. I do. Okay. I do consider myself
a feminist. But you don't know what it is.
It's a range of socio-political movements and ideologies that aim to define and establish the political, economic, personal, and social equality of the sexes. So, economical, I feel like if ladies got, you know, if they went out and dug a hole... They'd get paid the same as a guy who dug a hole.
Yeah, so what's the definition of a feminist?
A feminist is an advocate of women's rights on the basis of the equality of the sexes. A person who supports feminism.
Okay.
So you would support the definition of the word feminism, which I feel like I do. All of everything. There's no reason why women shouldn't make exactly the same amount of money as a man does doing the same job. But the problem is there's a lot of jobs that only men do, and there's a lot of jobs that females do. You know, you tend to... There are male nurses. The majority of them are female. There are male secretaries. Mm-hmm. Majority of them are female. There are, construction people. Predominantly men building skyscrapers. There's definitely some females in there. Mm-hmm. There's not zero. But they don't make a different amount of money while building that skyscraper.
I've seen them on the job site. I know what they're doing.
Like political stuff, I mean, that's all based on votes. Like women in politics, you just have to be good at being a politician.
Would you say?
And then you get votes.
Do you think that there's a need for something? If there was inequality, then you'd want a movement to fix that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What if there isn't inequality happening? Do you still rally around and march for that thing, even though the problem doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah. So there's no like women can't vote. There's no like women blah blah blah. Okay. So there's a thing. This is a case by case basis. Yeah. I feel like especially in the workplace, there's a woman that's trying to apply for a job that she's qualified for. And then the gentleman who does the interview, like this is fucked up, and I think that this is really shitty. He'll pick a man over a woman because women tend to, especially if she has kids, the woman 9 times out of 10 would be the one calling out of work, right? To take care of the kid. If it's like a working dad, working mom, and then there's a kid, right? Mm-hmm. If there's an issue with the kid, the mom tends to be the one who is kind of picked between the two. You know, I would say that a majority of that would be between the husband and the wife. But the employers, when they see, oh, you have a kid and you're a working mom, mm-hmm. they may tend to not hire that person because of that. Because that person may have more emergencies due to taking care of the kid than other people. I think that's fucked up, right? I don't think that you should not give that person a chance due to the fact that she may have everything set up. No, listen, if there's an emergency, my husband, he's got a shitty, he works at the gas station. I'm the corporate bitch. I'm the business bitch. So he's the one that calls out and goes to deal with the kid.
Wouldn't that kind of stuff all come up in the interview?
Well, Jeremy, like that's what I'm saying. You can say whatever you want, but there are people who hire against women if they have kids. They don't care what you say or how you justify, making sure that you're telling your employer that you're going to be present for the appropriate amount of time.
So here, let me take the other side.
Yeah. Oh, you hate feminism.
Let me take, no, I don't. Women are precious creatures from God. So you don't think an employer has the right to hire someone that they want to hire? You got your pool, right?
Right.
Here's your candidates. Uh-huh. They've all gone through the first process. All these people qualify.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to meet all four of them.
Yeah.
Why meet all four of them? Just hire the person who meets the qualifications first. The first application you get that meets your qualifications, hire that one. Why do you have four and why do you interview four of them?
Yeah.
What's the point of the interview?
Right.
If you're not trying to figure out this person, am I going to be able to work with this person?
Yeah.
Is this person going to vibe with what's going on in here? Or are they going to be a problem every day?
I've been doing interviews for another project, another thing, and I'm dealing with the same concept.
How am I going to be able to? So, and it's worked for me in my work, in my profession.
Yeah.
Being able to be a team player is huge.
Yeah.
It's not just something you say in an interview because it sounds good. Legitimately being able to be a team player where you go, they trashed my ideas, but it's all good. This vision though, what you want me to do, you want me to do Mike's thing? I'm going to help him do it 100%.
Yeah.
Even though I believe in the opposite, I'm going to help him do it 100%. It's being able to, we had a bowling thing one day after a meeting. They had us all fly in and go to a meeting. We all went bowling. I haven't bowled since I was 12.
Yeah.
But I was able to bowl and make it funny and high five and tell jokes and vibe with these office people I don't see all the time.
Yeah.
That makes me a more valuable employee overall.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm easy to communicate with because we laughed and talked. Call me. If there's a problem, I'm not going to freak out. Call me. And if I have a problem, I'll call you.
Yeah.
You have an interview for a reason. So basing it off of, she's a lady, she's probably going to pop out a baby, she can go fuck herself, is one thing. Or, like, I have six kids, and I promise I'll be the best employee ever, and the job requires you to travel. Let's say the job requires you to travel every week, like I deal with.
Yeah.
So is it the guy who's got six kids, he's the assistant coach of his baseball team?
Well, that's between the man and the wife. The man and the lady.
Right.
The man and the lady who have kids together, that would be their type of their agreement. Sure. Right. So if the guy says, listen, babe, follow your dreams. Mm-hmm. This is your dream job. I will be the one who is taking that role, which I feel like more guys should do sometimes, depending on the situation. I'm not saying give up your dreams.
Sacrifice.
I'm just saying everyone needs to meet themselves in the middle. Everyone needs to give a little bit to get a little bit, right? And that goes with feelings and emotions and conflict and everything. Like, that's what feminism is currently battling. I don't think that there's one base establishment that is anti-female. I don't think that there is, like, a business as a whole and, like, the main scope of things.
You're saying a business. So, like, Pepsi doesn't hate women or love women. Pepsi, Nike doesn't hate or love women.
Feminism,
they buy my shoes.
Feminism is fighting the equivalent of racists. So just like individuals are racist, right?
Okay.
Feminism is fighting individuals against anti-female people.
Who?
Just individuals, individual one-off people. I mean, people that have the ability to make decisions just the same way that those people have the ability to not hire a black person or a Jewish person.
Yeah, but those laws are already in place.
Right, but what I'm saying is they have the ability to say, I'm making up a reason as to why that person was unhireable, or I'm making up a reason why this person I'm harder on. In the corporate scope of things.
How do you have proof of any of that, though?
You
can't have a person go, they didn't hire me because I'm a chick, when that's not the case. The next person who came in is like, I travel all the time. I practically live in hotels. My whole life fits in a suitcase. This is what I do for a living, and I always have, and I plan on doing it for the rest of my life. And they go, perfect. You're perfect for the job. And she's like, no, it's fine. My husband will watch the kids. I know it's six birthdays and Christmas with family, but you don't have to worry about any of that. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Both sound, how does that sound? You can't go, well, obviously I can't hire him because she'll think that I didn't hire her because she's a chick.
Well, no, that's,
but,
I mean.
So, yeah, but so where does it, what do you mean stopping them on an individual basis? The only way to stop them is for them to actually not hire you because you're A, a woman, B, a different, if you're a different race, a different color, different anything. If a bunch of black people don't want to hire a white person or a bunch of Chinese people don't want to hire a Korean, whatever it is, it has to be provable that they did it based on those things. And
but that's where feminism lives.
Those laws
lives.
Are already in place. They did that for women. It happened.
Yeah. That's where feminism lives. That's what feminists combat.
It's done.
Yeah. Just like
they won.
Well, I mean, just, I mean,
unless they want to start doing it in other countries, they won.
We are Majizipod, MJSYPOD on all the things. Go to our socials. Look at clues to the whereabouts of a hidden treasure. If you're a band, send us your music to our email at UHJYEAH@MajizzyPod.com. Go to our website, buy some Majizzy merch. We got stickers and magnets. If you go to our secondary channel, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme, you can listen to all of our wonderful Patreon episodes, including the interviews that we do with the hosts of the shows that we steal. And the phone number that we gave out on our Facebook that Cynthia responded to and nobody else, you bunch of bitches. Go to our Facebook page, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. Our phone number is...
posted on the Facebook.
903-287-0660. And if you leave a voicemail, we will play it, much like I'm going to play this one.
Michael and Jeremy. Play Burning Rubber by William Lanham Music. Complete this request, at least by your next podcast, and I will be very, very grateful. Have a nice day.
Oh, somebody wants to play us some music by William Lanham.
Is that William Lanham?
That's William Lanham from, he made the Majizzy song from the Christmas episode.
The Snow Cane song?
Yep. It's the, if you guys go to A Very Majizzy Christmas, we had a custom song that was performed by Jeremy, and a snow lady made predominantly out of cocaine. You see, we made it a snow lady because we're feminists. We didn't want to give that, we didn't want to give that job to a snowman. We gave it to a snow lady.
All I was trying to say, Mike, is that feminists did it. I'm happy they did. They rose up, and guess what, ladies? We did it. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Anyway, you can listen to the music that everyone submits in our playlist, Majizzy Playlist, on Spotify. And
it's a lot of good stuff.
I think that's it. Yeah. I think I covered everything very quickly.
Oh, we were thinking about doing some upgrades to the show.
Yeah.
And now that YouTube's kind of getting a little more attention.
Yeah.
Maybe adding some video, Mike.
I would love to add video. That's all your decision. Supporting the show, video equipment is expensive.
Very expensive.
So we need your help. We'll start doing some video stuff if you help us out.
I did a whole visual gag earlier that no one got to see except for Mike.
With bottle caps
with
on
bottle
his fingers
caps,
and mouth.
I did magic tricks, but no one could see them.
Yep. Yes. Support the show. We very much appreciate it. If you don't have any money that you can spare because times are hard,
steal it.
Steal the money. Give it to us. And go to whatever you're listening to us on, 5 stars. Reviews, that's going to help us out immensely. Go to our Facebook page. Subscribe to our socials. The more subscribers we have on our socials, the more. I reached out to a lot of famous people all the time, and then they say, you don't have enough Facebook followers for me to even think about coming on your show. And we would love to have Dean Cain on our show, you bitches.
Don't steal money to pay for the show either. Don't do that.
Yeah, we don't condone theft.
Do it.
If you do, steal it from a man, ladies. Steal it from a man. Feminism.
Or if you're a man... or if you're a lady, you know what? Just dress up as a dude. Get a job like that.
Oh, you can go find a nice gynosexual to fall in love with you because of your feminine features. I'm a gynosexual.
Mm.
Right?
Yep.
I'm attracted to females and female things.
Anything that's feminine. Yep.
Anything that's feminine. Yeah.
Even if it's a man.
Well, no, that's not feminine.
It is.
No, penises are not
a
feminine.
A man can be feminine. Have you never seen a feminine penis, Mike?
Parts of a feminine penis.
You've never seen a feminine dainty little dainty penis before?
It just looks like an over-enlarged clitoris.
I don't know. I've watched a lot of Thai porn.
Oh, God. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Didn't hit the board nearly as much as you needed to this episode.
Oh, hold on.
Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they bid me, I bid them. I know what the hell they're yelling about. Ask you. We can't do what I had to do to win. If somebody wouldn't let us win.
Well, I've got news for you. You're mine now. You belong to me.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
That's going to come in handy.
All right.
All right, Jeremy, I love you.
I love you too, buddy. Peace.
Bye.
Trust a soul, even your friends can turn to trolls. And I met my equal. She showed me love and said a story has got to have a sequel.
Whoa.
She said I'll hold a child, but if you hold a wheel, I'll secure the mag if you count them faces for real. I said I wanna travel the world, she said I'll show you some places. So we prayed to God for his good graces. Transported 10 years of cases, cross stained lines. And the saga continues as we counting our blessings with them rubber bands. So if you're disrespected, try to take a piece of the pie. I'll show you how I became a man with just these bands. And if the devil sent a demon out to take our souls, we have to squeeze our 4-5s, cause it's live or let die. So I'm no angel, cause I was born with the visions, but she gives me wings.
Enough for him to like starve out here or anything, and there's plenty of springs and stuff. He's got water and shades,
national park. Yeah, I'm sure there's berries and all sorts.
If anything, he probably met a fun hiker who gave him some clothes or something.
Some hippie chicks.
All right, I think we left him right around here. Is that him right there? I think that's him.
Oh God,
what is he doing?
Hello, fellas.
Hey buddy. Stevie V.
How you doing there, buddy?
Stevie VV. Hey, buddy.
Hi. Meet my pal Ross. We just started a new podcast.
Jeremy, he's just got like sticks, and he's set him up to look like a microphone.
Oh, God.
He's tied a rock to the end of it. Oh, God. Oh, he's got poison ivy headphones. Oh,
he's
buddy.
He's covered in rashes.
Oh, buddy. Well, hey, so you got a new podcast, huh?
And if I don't keep talking, then it won't satisfy the Yellowstone gods.
The Yellowstone gods.
Wait, so like what you're saying is if you don't keep doing your podcast, then the super volcano that's underneath it will erupt?
Yes, and then the TV show will go away.
Okay, we gotta leave him here, right, Jeremy?
I don't think if there's anything else we could do.
Yeah, we can do. He's already locked in. Like,
who am I to decide that the Yellowstone gods aren't real in the first place?
I can't let the show Yellowstone stop.
Well,
Stevie VV, Stevie double V.
Doing a real good job out here, buddy.
Do you guys want to hang out with me and Ross?
No.
You know what?
Is that human hair on that rock, Jeremy? You know what? I don't want to know.
I'm getting out of here, dude.
Yep. All right, back to the car.
All right.
Bye, Stevie V. Stevie V.
My guest, he quit out on me, and I need somebody for an extra spot. Yep, and if I do not keep talking, the fuck.
That's fine. That's fine. Start again.
Thank you for calling the Alamo Draft House, located in Austin, Texas. You can locate us online at www.drafthouse.com/Austin. For showtime,
speak to a representative.
For corrections and age policies, press 2. What? For lost and found, press 3.
Ooh, lost and found?
The theater directly, press
4. Should we call the lost and found, Jeremy?
Rental, press 5.
Should we call the lost and found?
Should we call the lost and found?
Shut up. Shut up.
You have reached the Alamo Lost and Found line. Please leave your name, phone number,
include
a description of the items lost.
And they have to get back to you.
I'm doing it. I mean, I have to. There's got to be a speak to a representative. I have like a Wawa on the way. What's that? I heard a noise.
Yes, perfect.
Oh no, it's just my own voice coming back to me.
We'll cut it.
There's an echo in this car.